From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. The nearly 100-year-old Legion Field sits tall in the Greymont neighborhood of Birmingham. Some of the biggest football events in the Southeast once took place there. But with a new stadium in town, some people are wondering if Legion Field is still viable long term. WBHM's Cody Short has the full report.
This weekend, Birmingham hosts the 80th Magic City Classic, or the Classic. The game is between Alabama State and Alabama A&M Universities and has taken place at Legion Field since 1946. Once revered as the football capital of the South, Legion Field has lost some of its luster in the last 15 years. Many of the games that once took place at the stadium have left. Now with Protective Stadium downtown, some people aren't sure what's going to happen with Legion Field. Jill Rogers, who has a lot of connections to the Smithfield area, says Legion Field should remain in its place.
I don't think we should get rid of Legion Field completely. Either build a new stadium or gut it out and do whatever's cost effective.
Right now, the city of Birmingham is investing over $2 million in the current budget to make capital improvements to Legion Field. Here's Park and Rec Board President Montel Morton.
We're doing yearly maintenance. So if you call that upgrades, yes. So if it's in our budget that we can do upgrades and preventive maintenance, we will definitely do that.
City officials have also been working hard to bring more events to the stadium. Most recently, the Morehouse Tuskegee Classic has been booked at Legion Field until 2023. City leaders are also talking with the United States Football League to bring their upcoming season to both Protective Stadium and Legion Field. But some people feel that Legion Field has become the designated HBCU game spot, which isn't a problem for most people. But Jill Rogers says the facility needs major updates to be equitable to Protective Stadium.
I'll say, like, what I've noticed being an HBCU grad myself and just observing that we often get like subpar facilities, and I just don't think that's right. And Legion Field, we can invest in it, and then those schools can also have a field that's of equal standard, because it's just like Miles or Alabama State or, you know, Alabama A&M, they're not subpar to UAB.
After all, Legion Field used to be the home of UAB and the Iron Bowl. Birmingham City Councilor Crystal Smitherman, who also sits on the Parks and Rec Committee, says Legion Field will continue to be used for games and events, including high school sports. She also thinks the stadium will be expanded.
There have been talks about possibly putting a dome to it. I know the lights at Legion Field were just improved. So that's the most immediate change that was done for it. Well, they're still in the talks of what to do next about Legion Field, like as far as improving it.
The other concern is that Legion Field isn't worth the millions of dollars needed to update it. Some fear that in a few years, Legion Field will be demolished and Protective Stadium will be the only place to go. That fears people who celebrate the Magic City Classic every year. The annual football event draws in over 125,000 people to the stadium, the largest event for the city of Birmingham. Legion Field sits over 70,000 people, and there's plenty of room to tailgate. But Protective Stadium sits 45,000, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of space for parking and tailgating close by. And that tailgating is a huge part of the Classic. Thousands of fans pull up in their cars and RVs outside Legion Field, blocking off roads for several blocks. So much of what the Classic entails is the camaraderie outside the stadium, watching the game on flat screens, large buffets of chicken, ribs, and fish, plus nonstop music. That's why Alabama State alum and Classic attendee Daryl Johnson is totally against tearing down Legion Field.
I think that would be the end of the Classic as we know it, because when you think about how the stadium downtown is pretty much landlocked, you know, it's hard to find parking. The tailgating experience is the biggest thing about the Magic City Classic, as we all know. So I think if that were to happen, then the Classic wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the Classic as we know it now.
In 2019, Think Rubik's, a social innovation consultant, conducted a study to determine how the community feels about Legion Field. It found that business owners in the area rely on the stadium to make money. As I've talked with people for this story, it seems as if many people don't want to discuss what may be inevitable for Legion Field. Ultimately, the report concluded that people don't want to tear down the historic stadium and fear that if it was torn down, that nothing would replace it. Cody Short, WBHM.
The Magic City Classic is scheduled to be held at Legion Field through 2022. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.